Ai, tēnā anō koutou e whakarongo meina. Kei konei taku tangata, kai kōrero ko John Haynes, ka mutu. Kei au anō i tēnei ata, ko hau anō tēnei kōrero tēnā kia ia ko Gurley Clark. Tēnā koe, John.
Yeah, tēnā koe, Gurley.
Okay, this morning, and it's so cold, and I know winter months are here now. The reality is keep warm. You know, and that seems to be the symbol for us for the next 3 months. I think that's what's going to happen. And the wind and the weather is so cold that, more clothing, isn't it?
We've shifted sort of from a very extended summer to a winter in one fell swoop.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, I just thought, well, if I can quickly talk to you this morning and let you be. So what's up on at Te Ahu for the morning?
Well, right now we have in half an hour, we've got Debbie Corrine's book launch. So this is the lady this is her first book. It's a collection of poetry. And I think it's kind of exciting for her, obviously, but also what she intends to share. So she lost a brother to suicide.
Oh.
Quite some years ago in June, and so it seems appropriate that she's launching her book in June again. So it basically, the book is called, and I'm just looking for that poster right now, the book is called The Long Cold Nights of June. And so she'll be here at 10:30 this morning and reading some poetry from her book, sharing her journey of healing that she used the writing of poetry for. I think that's quite impressive, really.
What's it? The long, cold nights?
Of June.
Of June, eh? Okay.
Because, there, you know, as often is the case with suicide, there was no pre-warning. They had no idea this was coming. He was a young man in his 30s, and I've met him. He was a talented musician. But, you know, there's always things going on inside someone's head that we don't know about. And so I think she's taken this on as her way of getting through her grieving, but now sharing it with others that it may help them as well, which I think is fantastic.
Read that, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, I've mentioned to you before, now in terms of the cinema right now, we have, today's Friday, so we've got two showings this evening. Rocket Man, of course, is getting lots of promotion for the story of Elton John, which is, I think, kind of cool in the sense that so often stories are made of people posthumously, but he's still alive, and they're telling his story in a movie, so that's pretty cool. So that's on throughout the weekend, and we've got a 7:45 showing tonight of X-Men Dark Phoenix. Both movies are shown throughout Saturday and Sunday as well, together with Pokemon Detective, Aladdin, and Avengers Endgame. So there's five different films showing at different times throughout the weekend. The two that are on Friday this evening, Rocket Man at 5:30 and at 7:45, X-Men Dark Phoenix. Now, you mentioned staying warm, and I want to say that we've got the cafe here in Te Ahu, so feel free to come down. They make a great cup of coffee and food as well, so that's an option. They're not open on Saturdays. You know, the library is from 9 until 1. The cafe is not, and I have to say I've worked Saturdays from the opening, our grand opening here in 2012, and I can see why. There just wasn't enough support for them on a Saturday. But they're open during the week.
They're
a good...
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, then, John, thank you for that, and